Hello, my name is Joe Bertagnoli. I'm the chapter chair of the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association. I'd like to speak on the letter titled City Negotiations, The Facts. The following statement is in response to the article published in the April 8, 2010 edition of The Pilot entitled The City Manager Explains His Stance. We, the PMEA negotiating team, feel the need to correct and clarify the numerous inaccurate and misleading statements made by the city manager, Scott Hahn, which were quoted in that article. Mr. Hahn stated that he is facing a major budget cut of approximately $750,000 to the city's budget and that negotiations are stagnant because he will not be backed into a hole by the union. The facts are that when the union pressed Mr. Hahn for information regarding the specifics of how he arrived at the approximate $750,000 in cuts, he stated he could not and would not produce any documentation because he had not yet looked at the city's expenditures or revenues, nor had a budget been prepared, and he was basing his estimation on guesswork. He would give us information regarding other cities and other countries, but he would give us nothing relative to Petersburg. The city is required by law, the Public Employees Relations Act, known as PURA, to provide competent, relevant City of Petersburg budgetary information. Not to do so is an unfair labor practice, or ULP. Not only did Mr. Hahn not produce any documents and state to us that he did not have to, he did not even know that under the law which he was bargaining. The union is not backing Mr. Hahn into a hole. We simply requested customary budgetary information which he has a duty to provide, especially in light of the amount and magnitude of the cuts. Mr. Hahn made numerous statements in the article that were simply untrue or misleading, such as he claims that in the ULP he was misquoted regarding his answer to the union's question about power. The question asked by the union was, why should you have unilateral power? Mr. Hahn answered, I want unilateral power because that's how I negotiate. This was witnessed and written down by all of the PMEA negotiating team. He was not misquoted in the ULP charge. Also in the newspaper article, Mr. Hahn made misleading statements regarding the union's proposed wage schedule. He stated that the union's proposal would have allowed immediate increases from 3% up to 25%, and that we have not moved off that stance. What the union proposed is a proper wage scale that includes step increases for each year of service. The current wage scale does not provide any step increases other than 50 cents after 5 years of service and an additional 25 cents after 10 years of service. That means that a city worker who plans on retiring from the city with a 30-year retirement will not receive any pay step increases for 20 years, nothing after 10 years of service except for any negotiated cost of living increases. Mr. Hahn claims that we have not moved our stance on our proposal. This is not true. We submitted two counterproposals reducing the amount of proposed COLA, but we have maintained our belief that the city's wage scale is inferior, absent any counterproposals from the city. Another area Mr. Hahn made many incorrect and misleading statements were regarding city employees' accrued personal leave. Mr. Hahn quotes that an employee who has 10 or more years of service is given 48 days of vacation and 12 holidays. First of all employees receive 12 holidays, and that should not be a factor in when talking about leave, as they are separate issues. Secondly, the 48 days of accrual is not days of vacation. The 48 days, which are only for employees with 10 or more years of service, of accrual is a combination of sick leave and vacation leave and is called personal leave or PTO. In the previous PMEA contracts, there were two kinds of leave, sick and vacation. The sick leave could only be used for sick and vacation for vacation. The sick leave did not have a cap on the balance that an employee could carry. In the 2007 negotiations, the city proposed to combine the two leaves, and it was negotiated to increase the accrual rates because of the loss of sick leave balances were huge to the employees. Additionally, we agreed in negotiation to a lesser COLA increase. Mr. Hahn stated it is hard to manage the workforce because anybody can leave at any time of the year and be gone, and that he has to hire more employees to cover duties of employees on leave. These statements are just flat out wrong. An employee has to submit his leave request in advance and must be approved by the city prior to any employees taking leave time, unless, of course, the employee is sick. Therefore, if the city has trouble managing its workforce, it may have more to do with poor planning by management staff than on the PMEA employee taking an approved planned vacation. The only time an employee would be hired to fill the duties of an employee on leave would be in the case of an extended absence due to a medical condition or other similar circumstances, and is very seldom. Another misstatement by Mr. Hahn is his claim that the actions by Chief Spokesperson Angie Parker are suspicious and that she has now asked for no hearing on the issue, but just for mediation. Again, Mr. Hahn is confused. On March 23rd, Ms. Parker declared impasse and requested to go to mediation at the negotiating table. Mr. Hahn refused. Ms. Parker filed a ULP charge for bad faith and surface bargaining on March 25th. In that charge, as part of the remedy, the union requested mediation. Ms. Parker has taken no suspicious actions. At this writing, the city, at the urging of their attorney, has provided the union with some budgetary information, which the union is auditing. The city attorney has offered to the union that the city would now agree to mediation if the union agrees to withdraw the ULP charge, but with strings attached. The union is in the process of reviewing all the information for completeness and accuracy and discussing the options or the stance that we will take. At this writing, the investigation and hearing is still moving forward. PMEA desires to conclude bargaining by negotiating, with mutual agreement, a fair, reasonable, and equitable contract for all its employees based on sound, competent, and relevant financial data, honesty, and integrity. We are reviewing our options to determine which way we can best achieve that goal. Thank you.